Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education and Outreach Manager at the NAGB, standing in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can take us with you when you're on the move or traveling in foreign lands by live streaming us at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or Play Store. If you missed part of the show or you would like to share it with a friend, you can also listen to the show by going to the NAGB website at nagb.org.bs, scrolling down the Learn menu to Blank Canvas, where you can find all of our archive shows. And then while you are on our page, don't forget to check out our calendar. It's in that nice event section in the middle part. So there's the beginning, that's all about exhibitions, and then you scroll down a little bit, and it's all about events. And whenever I'm hosting this show, I always say, there is so much to do in Nassau. Whenever people say there's nothing to do, I tell them you obviously haven't checked out what's going on at the NAGB, because we never stop. We never stop. So along with summer camp that's been consuming all of the education team's time, we have other things that's going on, because the rest of the our programming doesn't stop just because we have 87 kids on property. So just keep that in mind. So what's happening tomorrow? Yes, tomorrow, this Thursday, the 25th, we have our film series City of God at the NAGB on July 25th, Thursday night, in our amphitheater. Don't forget to come out. It is free. Let me say that again. It is a free film in the beautiful Fiunas Theater. So you get to be outside in the cool in this beautiful space. So if you've ever been there, you know it's gorgeous. And you get to see a really amazing movie. The other thing that's happening soon is August 7th. We have Women's Wednesdays, and they're talking about women in the arts. So we know that is a discussion that has to be had. You know, I know I've had discussions with so many people lately, and they're like, there's a lot of women in the arts. I'm like, yeah, but now let's talk about what happened before, right? Let's have that conversation. So these conversations are very important, because it's important to remember that the way things are now wasn't always the way they were before. And just because they've gotten better doesn't mean there's not room for improvement. So all very, very important discussions. So in the studio tonight with me, I have some of my education team and then a couple of our camp counselors from our summer camp. So I have Zeria Monroe. She is our community outreach officer, newly minted.
Hello.
I have Tamia Roberts. One of our camp counselors, veteran camp counselor. Hi, Tamia, again.
Hi, guys.
And Errol Monroe, one of our newer camp counselors. And we have been talking about summer camp and the wonderful impact it's had, our impressions, what we think has been really great about it, how we see the camp, and also the kids and the students, the campers who come and participate. But what we are going to talk about right now in this segment is each of our guests and their personal work, because whenever I'm on this show, I keep on saying that art is not just for artists. Art is not just for artists. And believe it or not, I'm the only artist in the studio tonight. I am the only artist in the studio tonight. And I think that's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So I'm going to let our guests speak more about their work. Zeria, I know your background is in finance.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm an educator with a business background, specifically economics. I taught for quite some years before coming here. Bye. and I also do some community activist work. So none of it is art. None of my background is art, but I have come into this space to help further art education as a whole.
So why art? Why did you just decide to make that switch?
I just think that I like the work that NAGB does, and I love the work with the community. Even coming in, like I said, I think the summer camp is a great introduction for me, because it is still education, but it is art. And I think I was one of those people like, you all are me, because I'm like, I don't know how to draw. First of all, I can't write. So, like, words are a challenge for me.
Same.
So say that I can, like, do art, I was like, that's crazy. That's not a thing. But the more I learn about the community, the more I learn about art, and I always have an appreciation for it, I feel like I can be included in the space. And I think that's what's so important about NNGB. Like, it's for everyone, whether you're an artist or not, whether you're good at art or not, whether you know art or not, just to come and be a part of the space, be a part of the community, come to the events. And I do feel included, because it was like, yeah.
Right.
So I can do some stuff, because the kids have been working and I've been trying. And I'm getting there. But I'm not going to call myself an artist.
It's totally fine. And you don't have to be.
Yeah.
You don't have to be. You don't have to be an artist to love art and want to be a part of pushing it and ensuring that everyone else understands the importance of the arts to your personal growth, to the development of your kids. I mean, the list goes on, right? Just because your child does an art class doesn't mean they're going to be an artist. And you know what? And they shouldn't have to be an artist. But keeping in mind that a lot of those skills, which you learn, what they learn is transferable. It can be used in so many other ways, right?
Right.
It's about teamwork.
Yes.
It's about critical thinking. It's about problem solving. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And that has, and I didn't say anything about art in those couple of sentences just now. So, Tamia, I mean, you are science, political science. I know you were in biology. Like, tell
us. A lot of things. I wear many hats, many hats. So when I started as a camp counselor my first year, I was actually a biology student at the university, what is now the University of the Bahamas. But now I'm a political science student in Toronto, and I did not come from a background in any arts. I did art in primary school, and that was it. But my grandfather was actually an art teacher, and when I was younger, my mother, she painted a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of have the creative energy, just I don't know how to make it, you know, work for me. I don't know how to make it work for me yet, but I'm still trying. And a lot of my friends, they're artists. In fact, my friend Christina, she was actually the curatorial assistant at NAGB, and she told us that, you know, they're having summer camp, they needed people to come and be counselors. Mm-hmm. And I decided that, oh, that sounds fun, I'm going to come and I'm going to be a counselor.
And you've joined us every year for the past 4 years, so, you know, why?
Because I love summer camp, and I just love the whole NAGB team, you know. I've been kind of adopted by you guys at this point. Mm-hmm. I'm an unofficial, official member. And I think, you know, I just love the fun that I have at summer camp. Seeing all the campers come back. I've had campers that I've seen start out as campers, become camp counselors themselves. And it's, you know, it's a real experience for me that I enjoy.
Right, right. And how has working in the arts in this manner affected, you know, your career decisions? Because like you said, you've kind of changed from biology to now political science. Has it had an impact in that way?
I think it has. Being around creative minds has taught me that, you know, you should do whatever it is that you want to do and not what other people think you should be doing, because that's a lot of artists, they have that message in their work. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the newer generation of Bahamian artists have moved on from that kind of traditional landscape kind of art, and they've gone into more of the abstract, you know, the modernist kind of art. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I just needed to move from my landscape portraiture art to my modernist abstract art.
I think you did a good job with that. We're very excited about where you're going. So political science, wow.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Rest of the world, beware. So, Errol.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you said you're in science.
Yes, ma'am. I'm currently a biochem major, biochemistry. I'm practically trying to get my concentration in neurology, which is just the understanding of how neurons form and all these different things. Mm-hmm. But my whole life, I've been around art, so I'm very exposed to it. I'm familiar with it and all the concepts that come with it. And the reason why I chose the visual arts to work in is because I just think that art is about expression, and expression is for everyone. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just something for just one demographic of people, you know?
Right.
So art is just for everyone, and everything is art. So that's why I chose it, because it's not just subjects. Mm-hmm. Art is everything.
And was the summer camp at NAGB what you expected it to be?
It was all that and more, because like all of my peers and instructors said, that it's just like a collision of colors. So mm-hmm. it's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's all that and more.
And the kids love him. Like, Errol has kids drawing like sketches of him now. Like, his kids are the best.
He has a million sketches of Adam.
I take them home and put them on my fridge.
I was going to tell you, so no, you have to keep them there now, because yes, they're going to ask you about it. And again, I mean, it's all brilliant, isn't it? Because I'm a ceramist. I've been in the arts since I could remember. I always knew I wanted to do something in the arts. And even though I chose to focus on being an arts administrator, working in education, working in nonprofits, it doesn't mean that I'm not able to continue to exercise my creativity just in a different way, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, in this discussion, we're talking about people from all different backgrounds. You know, just because you decide to get a degree in finance or working on political science and now you're in biochem and you want to be a neurologist, it doesn't mean that you have to now separate yourself from the arts and say, well, that's just for the people who want to make mm-hmm. something and put in a gallery or a museum. It's about, well, hey, it's bigger than that. The picture is bigger than that. The expression is bigger than that. Its impact is so much bigger than that, because if we did not have that outlook, initiatives like the summer camp would not exist. And then where would those 87 kids have gone for the summer? I mean, I think they would have ended up somewhere, but maybe not in a place where they're having as much fun or able to express themselves as openly.
Not as good.
No.
No, not as good. Well, you know, we're patting ourselves in the back. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of really great summer camps out there. I'm sure there are.
Doing great work.
I have the friendship bracelets to prove it.
Yes, yes. There were a lot of friendship bracelets.
A lot of friendship bracelets have been made.
Oh, goodness. So I'm sure all of our listeners have a pretty good idea of what a great time we've been having at the summer camp, what a great time our summer campers have been having. And in our next segment, we are going to be talking about how this all culminates in this amazing and fun and wonderful art exhibition that's going to open next week. And we're all really excited about that. It's a lot of work, but it's all about the campers, and it's all about them being able to show off all of their hard work, because they have worked hard. I've watched them. They've worked hard. They've had a good time. I know we had one group, we didn't want to give them a certain assignment because we had it for the older ones, but they wanted to do lino cuts.
Yeah.
They wanted to do some printmaking, and they wanted to carve out some forms, and they begged for it. So we said, we'll try it. And they dived in. And you know, Rosie, who's one of our instructors, Rosie Petit, said that two of the kids had actually nicked themselves.
Yeah.
And they refused to tell her, because she told them that if anybody gets hurt, they're stopping the project and they're going to do something else. And because they didn't want to stop the project, they did not tell her.
That's true.
Because they wanted to do that activity, and they were adamant that they were going to complete it. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but I have to applaud them for their shared determination.
Yeah,
just like, and I guess that gives you an idea of how important this can be to a lot of these kids. The experience, trying something new, and wanting it badly enough that you will, you know, kind of like fight for it, right? And that's a really wonderful. It's a really wonderful thing to see, that kind of tenacity at that age. We're going to take a break, and we will be back in just a short while to talk about what's coming next week. And we are all excited, so make sure you come back and join us.